AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. For the second time, the House of Representatives has impeached President Trump.
On this vote, the ayes are 232. The nays are 197.
The AP Sagar Magani reports Democrats called the president a danger to America.
He must go.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi had urged colleagues to search their souls before the vote, accusing the president of inciting an armed mob to storm the Capitol last week and declaring him a clear and present danger. But with the nation reeling and the president due to leave in just a week, Republican Tom McClintock and others argued impeaching him now serves no purpose.
I cannot think of a more petty, vindictive, and gratuitous act.
Actually, removing the president from office before Joe Biden's inaugurated seems unlikely. Mitch McConnell's spokesman says the Senate GOP leader will not bring the Senate back early for a trial. When it happens, McConnell is not ruling out voting to convict the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Security is extremely tight at the Capitol 1 week after the attack there. Police Chief Robert Conte says about 20,000 National Guard troops in D.C. will be in the city around Inauguration Week.
We're not asking people to come to D.C. for this. There's a major security threat, and we are working to mitigate those threats.
Robert Packer, a man who was photographed wearing a Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt during the Capitol riot last week, was arrested in Virginia. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo says one of his officers was at the Capitol 1 week ago.
This individual has been determined to actually have been penetrated the Capitol, and that person was been placed off administrative leave this morning.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley and her husband tested positive for the coronavirus following last week's lockdown at the Capitol. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 8 points. This is AP News. The entertainment part of the Biden inauguration will be broadcast as part of a primetime special.
Tom Hanks will host the inauguration special that producers say will showcase the American people's resilience, heroism, and unity. Justin Timberlake and Ant Clemens will perform a new song called Better Days that they call a song of hope. Jon Bon Jovi and Demi Lovato are scheduled to perform as well. The special will be shown live on ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, and MSNBC, as well as streamed on several services, including YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Sources tell the AP the Houston Rockets have traded James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets. Harden made comments last night about his team.
I love this city. I literally, have done everything that I can. This situation is crazy. It's something that I don't think can be fixed.
The Rockets had lost two in a row in blowout fashion to the LA Lakers. Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.